Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I also have the pleasure of being the pastor of New Vision for Life Church. Truly, truly, truly the greatest church there is. Why is that? Well, number one is because the Holy Spirit resides there. Number two is because it's the church that God gave me. So therefore, it's the best one for me. Amen, and praise be unto God. Also, I want to say good morning to my absolutely beautiful, positive, encouraging, faithful, loyal. Let's see, what else can I say about her this morning? Just a precious heart that even in the midst of adversity, she still has a smile on her face and giving thanks unto God. So good morning to my beautiful co-host, Tabika Garnes. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, beloved. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yes, 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 it is. Oh, a beautiful day, despite what took place a little bit ago. So mm-hmm. Please forgive me, Apostle. I'm still a little distracted. To God be the glory, because we are alive. I can only give God glory. That's all I can do is give God mm-hmm. glory, because He is good in everything. Even the things that we don't understand, you know, He is good. And yes, you talk about trying to smile through adversity right now. Yes, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And that's why, again, to God be the glory.
Amen. 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 Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Well, now, darling, do you want to pray, or do you want me to pray this morning? What do you want? I want to do what's good for you.
Yeah, if you could pray this morning, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All righty. All righty. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Almighty God, because you took us safely through the night and brought us to another day which we have the opportunity to praise your name, to lift your name high, to acknowledge you in all of our ways, oh God. We realize that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us, which is love. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are Jehovah Shalom, you're our peace. Lord God, you are Jehovah Sikunu, Lord God, our righteousness. Lord God, you are Emmanuel, God with us. Father God, you are Abba, our Father. You are our advocate, oh God. Father, you are bountiful in all that you do. You are omnipresent, oh God. You are omnipotent, all-powerful, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are so much. You are everything that we need. I understand your name as being I am, because whatever it is that we need, you can say to us, whatever it is we need, you can say to us, I am. I am your peace. I am your joy. I am your deliverer. I am your healer. I am the way maker. I am the lover of your life. I am your salvation. I am your Lord. I am your master. I am the one who cares for you more than anybody else. I am. And Father, we thank you that you made yourself available to us in the form of Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, that in this day, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you are a forgiver of sins. And I ask you to forgive each and every one of us of our sins, oh God, anything that we said, that we did, even our thoughts, Lord God, that were unpleasant and unpleasing and displeasing, anything that would cause us to come against your word. Father, forgive us for this in the name of Jesus. And as you forgive us, God, I thank you for the anointing power where we are able to forgive others, oh God, for hurting us, oh God, disappointing us and harming us, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that even right now I pray the Holy Spirit, I pray that Holy Spirit and the anointing and the presence of God be so evident on this line today. Lord God, cover this line. Cover, Lord God, this venue that you've given us to share your love, your word, oh God. Father, I thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, oh God. I thank you for the anointing that destroys and breaks every yoke, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now move by your power, move by your strength, oh God. Father, we submit unto you this day, Lord God, the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, I ask you to be with Tabika and her husband, oh God, this day. You know the concerns that are going on over there, Lord God. Lord, with everything that's going on at this moment, Father, you know what it is. But I thank you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh Lord God. I thank you that even in the midst of the trials and tribulation, Father, that you can give us all understanding. I thank you, Lord God, that you told us don't even lean on our own understanding for certain things, but we have to trust in you. And Lord God, right now for every person on this line, I stand in the gap, Father God, as we come before you this morning, oh God, trusting you and honoring you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you're providing every single thing that we need. I thank you, Lord God, there are times when we are trying to hold on to things that you're trying to separate us from, Father God, and that we need to trust you to know that you know what is best for us, oh God. You know what it is you designed for us. You know the purpose in which you created us, oh God. You know, Lord God, the assignment that you've given each one of us. And I thank you, Father God, right now that those things shall be revealed to each and every one of us individually and some of us collectively. I praise your holy name, Lord God, that the assignment of the enemy, Lord God, that which he planned, those assignments are aborted in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I reverse every spoken word curse against us right now in the name of Jesus. I come against infirmity and affliction in the name of Jesus. I thank you for saving us from our sins and iniquity in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the power and the anointing that you have placed within us. I thank you that we are atmosphere changers. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we change the atmosphere where we are. I thank you that the ground we walk on is holy ground, Father God. I thank you that demons must flee when we come into their presence because we carry the presence of the Holy Spirit. We carry your presence. I thank you that we are the light in darkness, oh God, that darkness is expelled when we walk in on the scene, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that lives are saved simply because we were there, Lord God, that we were there, Father God, and we're walking in your power. I praise your name, Lord God, that when people look at us, that they will see you. They will see the fruit of the Spirit. They will see your love, your joy, your peace. They will understand your patience and kindness and goodness. They will understand the faithfulness that we walk in, the gentleness that we walk in, the self-control that we have, oh God. I thank you that this is the fruit of the Spirit, that this is what must be exemplified as we hold on to you. Father God, I thank you for holding us. I thank you that you let nothing take us out of your hands. I thank you, Lord God, that whatever it is that we are dealing with, oh God, that you are greater than anything, Lord God, that is in this world, anything and anybody, oh God. Father, forgive us for the times that we let people, jobs, positions, status, et cetera, that they became our gods and we put them before you. Father, forgive us, oh God, forgive us, oh God. that we put you back in your rightful place in our lives, oh God, that you are first and foremost. Your word even tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these other things, God, shall be added unto us. Lord, so the first thing that we're doing this morning on our Sabbath day, Lord God, is coming to you with heart-to-heart issues, heart-to-heart concerns, heart-to-heart revelation, oh God. Yes, we're coming to you, Lord God, on heart-to-heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. God, I thank you and I honor you. I bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. May every single person on this line, Lord God, find it to be a benefit, Father, that they showed up here today at this appointed time. And we give you the glory and the honor in Yeshua's name, our Master's name, our Lord and Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise amen. Thank you.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory unto your name, Lord God. Glory unto your name, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thanks to God, you don't know, or maybe you do know. I don't know. I get excited about being in the presence of the Lord. I get excited, and I thank God, you know, for the freedom that we have to speak about him openly on the radio, on the air, online. I praise God for that. I praise him. You know that he, again, knows all things and everything. And even while I was praying, and I say, you know, when most people go to a radio station, you know, to listen to something, it's music or it's the news or something, you know, dealing with world events and so forth and so on. And I just thank God that we can get on here and we can pray for one another, that we can speak in tongues if we want to speak in tongues and let the Spirit of God just move and flow. We can cry on here with one another and support one another. I just thank God that we can truly share our hearts with one another. I thank God that you are capable and able and some of you willing, you know, to come online and be transparent and share your lives with us. That this is us living life together. I praise God for this. I praise God. You know, sometimes we don't thank the Lord enough for what he has done, for what he has done. And when I look, and I know I didn't go through my morning roll call yet, but I know when I look at the callers on this line, those of you that have been faithful for years, those of you that I seriously not just consider a radio listener, not just someone I consider somebody that comes on here and, you know, just because this is part of your Saturday morning routine, but truly there are those of you on this line that I truly consider to be friends. We have taken it past this arena here, this platform here, and able to speak to one another offline, able to pray for one another offline, able to support one another offline. So I thank you, y'all. I thank you for allowing me and Tabika, you know, to come into your lives and to share life with you. I thank God for it. Saints, I pray, I hope you know that neither of you are ever taken for granted. You are not taken for granted. Every opportunity that we have to be a part of your life, to share with you, to let you share with us, all of it. It is divinely ordered by the Lord. Our steps, our conference, divinely ordered. Lady Joyce, praise be unto God, because of her, the Daniel Project that was started at our church, you know, because she heard my daughter's testimony. She heard a sharing about her son Daniel, you know, being in the mental institution and sharing his goods with other patients there, things we were purchasing for him, and he sharing it with somebody else. And Joyce was the first one. Well, look, let me help out here. And you know, and she sent us a donation, and then somebody else sent a donation. And from there, we actually named the project the Daniel Project. And so now it is a ministry, you know, under New Vision, and people are sharing and donating on a regular basis to help us to take care of these patients. And I mean, it's such a blessing, and you can't tell me that that was not God's divine order. You can't tell me that that wasn't part of his plan. It encourages my grandson. It encourages those that have been left alone in that institution and having nobody to care for them and to love them. And then listen, when these boys and men, they range from age 20 up to 60 something, and when they receive their packages and they tell my grandson, you know, thank you, what can I do for you, and so forth. You know, saints of God, he goes forth and says, no, this is coming from the church. This is because God loves us. He's able to witness right where he is, and God will use him in a mighty, powerful way right where he is. He does not need a pulpit to say that God lives and God reigns and to God be the glory. No, he doesn't need that. He's able to share the love of God in the midst of mental confusion. He's able to share the love of God, and that also that's coming through us. And several of those men have said, when we get out of here, we want to find out where your church is so that we can attend your church. Saints of God, may those mental patients be delivered from every demonic that has had them bound, had them captive, caused them to be murderers and thieves and assault and battery and whatever else it is. The mental delusion, the confusion, the schizophrenia, the bipolar, the paranoia, the fear and anxiety, and all of these things that have our minds twisted and messed up. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the anointing that destroys the yoke, send it forth right now to Clifton Perkins State Hospital. Do it, Father God, again, so that your people that are bound up in that place, your people that were locked down in their minds, God, shall be delivered by the blood of the Lamb, shall be delivered by the blood of the Lamb. And in Jesus' name, let it be. And see, and saints, that's what I'm talking about, that on this station, on this show, where we are doing heart to heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, this went right past being just a show. We have become family together. We have become friends with one another. We care for one another. And this morning, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. So good morning to Tamika. God bless you, woman of God. I love you so much. Good morning to you. Good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to you. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for sowing that first seed that has caused fruit to come forth in the name of Jesus. Good morning to Deacon Banks, to Anita, to Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dawn. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to Isaiah, Chicago and Pennsylvania. Good morning to Rob Lane in Pennsylvania. Good morning to you. Good morning to my sister from PA. God bless you. Good morning to all of the members from New Vision that tune in. Good morning. And in the name of Jesus. And saints, I encourage you. I encourage you. I encourage you. I encourage you. Please tell somebody about the show. Please bring somebody on the show with you. Please three-way somebody, because some people just won't pick up the phone and call. You never know whose life you might be helping to save the very day that you tune in and bring somebody else in with you. You just never know. You never know. So again, I do thank you all for being with us today. I love you. I love you. I love you. In the name of Jesus, praise be unto God. Beloved, is there anything that you want to say, honey, before we go on?
Good morning to everyone again. Thank you for joining us. We are, as Apostle said, grateful, and we're thankful that you all, you know, take time out to join us, and we are very appreciative of that. We are very appreciative of that. We don't take it for granted, like she said, and we know that God has placed this up, you know, upon us, and as to use this as a platform to make him famous, not to make us famous, but to make him famous. But we shall reap the benefits of making him famous. So to God be the glory for all that he is doing and will continue to do. It's only because of him that we are able to do this. And so because you guys, you all, you join, you listen, may your life be filled with abundant overflow. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, you know, last week, you know, I was talking about the Holy Spirit and dealing with Pentecost, and I still want to deal with the Holy Spirit on today. Praise be unto God. I'm telling you, saints of God, I pray that each one of you, as you're listening, that you really connect and ask God to give you the revelation of the benefits, which we're going to talk about today, the benefits of living a spirit-filled life, the benefits of living a spirit-filled life. It is such a joy, to know that we are empowered by God's Spirit. We are empowered by him. I don't know what I would do when I think of all the things that I deal with on a daily basis. I don't know what I would do without the Holy Spirit. There is a spiritual warfare that goes on within us, and a lot of people, this was even brought up in a class that we had on yesterday, a teaching that I was doing here where I live, that there are things that are going on with us that we don't even realize that it is spiritual warfare. We don't even realize that it is a fight where the enemy is trying to get us and win us over. And on the other hand, Holy Spirit is holding on to us, not letting us go. And we're tossed to and fro. You know, we want to live according to our flesh, and yet our spirit man, which was born again, is saying, no, 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 don't do that. But flesh says, satisfy me now. Flesh says, this is what I want to do. Flesh says, I have a right to it. Flesh, my mama did this, my daddy did it, they taught me this, my grandparents did it, and this is the way I want to live. And Holy Spirit is saying, but you are a born-again Christian. You don't have to live the way mama and daddy and this other person lived and so forth and so on. That there's a new way, a fresh way, a way that's appealing to God, a way that blesses God. And God wants you to be blessed, and he wants to continue to bless you. So there's that battle that's going on. It's that battle that is going on. But today we want to touch, and I pray we get it done. I know we've done a lot here already, but the seven benefits, and these are not all of the benefits, but the seven benefits of spirit-filled living, living your life with the Holy Spirit, letting him bless you, letting him empower you in the name of Jesus. So the first one is the fact that the Holy Spirit enables you to obey and follow God's laws and instructions. Saints of God, let me tell you, you cannot live the life that God wants you to live without the empowerment and the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot do it. Our natural flesh, in the form that we were born, we were born in sin. Our nature is a sinful nature. Our hearts are wicked towards one another. We're destructive. In our own minds, we're destructive. But because of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is in us, praise be unto God, our heart, so that we have a tender heart, a responsive heart towards God. And that's what you want. You want a responsive heart towards God. In Ezekiel 36 and 26 and 27, it says, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take you out of your stony, stubborn heart. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender and responsive heart. I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulation. God is so awesome. Thanks to God, he never asked us to do something, never asked us to do something that he has not equipped us with what we are to do. He has, he never did that. He never told us, you know, to go to the top of the Empire State Building and jump off and didn't give us a parachute so that we can land safely. He didn't do that. God did not set us up for failure. And every time we fail, every time things go wrong, we even have the tendency sometimes to blame God. God, well, you knew this was going to happen. Why didn't you stop it? And why didn't you do this? And God could be sitting there saying, but I gave you the Holy Spirit. Why aren't you being obedient? Why aren't you doing what I told you to do? Then you could walk through this with a different outlook on life. You can walk through this and get that new vision for life. You can walk through this and see exactly what it is that you're supposed to do and receive in it. So the Holy Spirit enables us to obey and follow God. Without the Holy Spirit, saints of God, we cannot live a spirit-filled life and the life that God intended for us to live. We cannot do it without Holy Spirit. The second thing is his presence. It brings new life and new joy. That's what the word says. He brings new life and new joy. For those of you that are sad, for those of you that are depressed, for those of you that are lonely and unhappy in your present situation, Holy Spirit brings new life and joy. Saints of God, and joy. You got what you need in you. The word says in John 7:38 and 39, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. This he meant by the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. And up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified. So before Jesus left here, we had Jesus. But when he left us with Holy Spirit. He left Holy Spirit here with us, thanks to God. And with that, he says, I'm going to give you a new life. Like you would be like a tree planted by the living water, planted by the water, being refreshed daily, the roots being refreshed, the tree growing, and then the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits, but the fruit of the Spirit. The word fruit there is means the evidence of the Spirit will flow from you. And when we looked at the fruit of the Spirit being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We cannot leave out self-control. I can hear people now saying, oh, well, I show love and I show joy and peace and I'm patient, I'm kind, and I'm goodness and gentle and so forth. They try to claim all of the attributes, all of the evidence of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, try to show all of that, yet they have no self-control. If you are not in complete control of your flesh, you are not letting the Holy Spirit live the way he wants to. Now, are any of us 100% can walk in self-control? I shouldn't say we can't, because with the Holy Spirit, we can. It is a daily practice. It is a daily practice. So it comes to the point, thanks to God, that as we go day by day by day, anything that encounters us as we go day by day. It bucks up against the Holy Spirit, and then it says, I see the blood. I see, you know, the power of the Spirit of God is in this person. I can't do this. We can't be here. We can't stay here. We no longer live here. But he brings you new life and joy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, would you go ahead and do the next one, please?
All right, beloved, I need you to continue.
Yes, ma'am. Got it. Okay. All righty. Then we have how the gift of the Holy Spirit is God's good gift for every believer. For every believer. God's good gift enriches and blesses every area of your life. Every area of your life. Luke 11:13 says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? He came to fill us. Saints of God, if those that are born, all of us, born of the flesh and without Holy Spirit, we're able to do good things for our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father, who gave his Son for us, who gave him for us, how much more is he willing to give? How much more, hallelujah, does he want to answer our prayers, you know, to be all that he's called us to be? How much more? He came to fill the believers, but we must receive him. We must receive him. God will not force himself on us. He will not force himself on us. So we have to receive Holy Spirit as it has been handed out to us. The fourth thing is Holy Spirit helps you to pray more effectively. Praise be unto God. In Romans 8:26, it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Let me stop right there. Did you hear that, beloved? He helps us in our weakness, in our weakness. Oh, my God, so many times we try to handle all of this stuff on our own, and we can't, for we are weak. But in our weakness, he is made strong. He is made strong. Even to continue with that verse, it says, we do not know what we ought to pray for. Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And this is the NIV version of that. Through wordless groans, the Spirit of God will pray. Saints of God, listen, how awesome is that? How awesome is that? That we, when we began to pray, out of our own understanding, out of our own knowledge. We begin to pray. But then when we allow the Holy Spirit to pray for us, he knows the perfect prayer. He knows exactly what it is we need. He knows exactly how to approach the Father with the prayer. He knows how to pray the will of God in our life. He knows it. He's never afraid to speak up for us, and he's ready to help each and every one of us to pray anytime and anywhere. He is ready to do that. He becomes our prayer partner. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. He is awesome. He is awesome, saints of God. So he helps us to pray more effectively. He helps us to pray more effectively. The word pneuma, that is the wind of life or the breath of life or life-giving breath, that's what Holy Spirit is like. He is light. He's a life-giving breath that was breathed into us. Praise be unto God. Having the Holy Spirit helps us to understand his role as our prayer partner. I don't know about you, beloved, but I get excited. I get excited about it. When I think of the things that I have gone before the Father and prayed for, and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I did not receive what it was I prayed for. And then later on down the road, I see what it was, and I see what it turned out to be. And I said, Father, thank you for not giving me what I prayed for. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father, for knowing what is best for me. Thank you, Lord God. There are times, like I said, we'll pray for something, and God doesn't want us to have that. He knows how the person is going to treat us. He knows that they mean nothing but harm for us. He knows that they mean no good to us, and yet we are blinded. We are blinded by that person. We are blinded, you know, almost like a hex of some sort has been put over us. We are blinded by certain things that we want and so forth and so on. And God is saying, no, no, no. And we get mad at God. We get mad. And later on you see that it was a blessing. It was a blessing. It was a blessing from God. And the Holy Spirit knows exactly the right thing to pray for us, the right thing to pray. The thing is that the Holy Spirit fills us with his love for everyday living, for everyday living. And I don't know about you, beloved, but there are times I run out of my love for some folks. You hear me? There are some folks that I have to say through gritted teeth, I love you. I love you, and through gritted teeth, because I have run out of love in my natural being, in my natural frame of thought, through so much pain, through so much disappointment, so much. And it's, God, why, Lord? And I have to say, you know, then Holy Spirit steps in. He steps in, and he enables me to love that person in spite of, because he fills me with the love of God. The word of God tells us that we are to even love our enemies, thanks to God. You know you cannot do that without the power of the Holy Spirit, of Holy Spirit, not the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a person. He's not a it. And without Holy Spirit, we cannot love those people that have damaged us, wounded us, lied to us, cheated on us, stolen from us, physically abused us, mentally and emotionally, just had their way with us, some of us as children, others as teenagers, others when we get married and they put us through changes and so forth, people that have called us their friend, and as their friend, as a friend, they still, they used us, they laughed at us, they talked about us behind our backs. They did all kinds of things, family members, in-laws, outlaws, whatever the case may be. They've done all kinds of things. And, darling, in your natural state of mind, in your natural flesh, the only spirit that you want to come through there is hatred, revenge. I can't stand you. I hate you. And so forth. And yet, because of the Holy Spirit, he will allow you to love your enemy. He will allow you to love your enemy. I'm telling you, beloved, we cannot do this life as disciples of God without the benefit of Holy Spirit living with us. Holy Spirit also anoints us. It enables us to do the work of Christ. John 14:12 says, very truly I tell you, whosoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to my Father. Beloved, whatever it is God has called you to do, whatever it is, you can do it because Holy Spirit is within you. And listen, this word says, you know, that we can do the work of Jesus. So, beloved, you can lay hands on the sick and they can be recovered. They can recover. You can speak into the atmosphere and the atmosphere changes. You can cast out demons in Jesus' name. You can cast out demons in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, greater things than these, greater things that he's done, are we going to do? And we can only do things under the influence of our Lord and Savior. by the Holy Spirit. We need to experience that life-changing, delivering power of God. Saints of God, do you know that even you yourself, you can do self-deliverance? You don't have to wait to get to somebody. I encourage all of y'all to get the book called Self-Deliverance Made Easy. Deliverance Made Easy. I don't remember who the book is by right now, but Self-Deliverance Made Easy. Get the book. Learn how to deliver yourself. And I definitely encourage you, you know, to speak to people that you know believe in deliverance and that can pray with you and for you and that can take you through the steps of deliverance. You know, I just did a training last Tuesday for a church on dealing with deliverance. You want to know about this. And you say, well, why would I even want to know about self-deliverance? Because, beloved, as we go through life, you know, sometimes we're not walking and on the path that we should be walking, or we walk in an area where we still got some issues, you know, we still got some challenges. And these are challenges that you can lay your hands on yourself and tell it to be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone. That you do not have to submit to that craving. You don't have to submit to it. God empowers you. He strengthens you. He enables you. Thanks to God, I am so passionate about this because I hear the body of Christ. I see the body of Christ, me included. I see so much how we long so much to have what it is we want without considering what God wants, without realizing that what God wants for us is so much better than what we want for ourselves. You think you know what's best for you. You don't know what's best for you. You think you do. And if what you think you want, if you consider that to be the best for you and God's got something better, wouldn't you want better than what you think you want? Wouldn't you want the best of what it is, whether it's relationship, whether it's job, whether it's your living status, whatever the case may be? Why settle for a little bit of something when you can get what is best? It's good, better, best. I will not rest till my good gets better and my better gets best. Don't settle for. Let God help you to do what it is he's called you to do, that he's anointed you to do. You know, you can pray and a headache can go away. Hear me, watch this. You can pray and make a headache go away. With the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you can pray and cancer can disappear. You can pray and AIDS disappear. You can pray and blind eyes can open. You can pray and the deaf begin to hear. Thanks to God, why settle for a minor headache? Okay, that, and I say minor because we got some serious migraines that put people in their beds in dark rooms for days, even a week at a time. That's a major headache. That's a major spiritual battle. But, oh, my God, to do the works of the Lord, you can do it. Fear not, for God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So don't fear in doing what it is God calls you to do. Rise up, sons and daughters. Rise up and walk in what God has anointed you to walk in. Rise up. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. The seventh one is that the spirit-filled living is spirit-empowered living. Holy Spirit empowers believers to be his effective witnesses, to be his effective witnesses. In Acts 1:8, in the NIV version, it says, but you will receive power when Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You will be my witness. You will receive power, power to tell everybody about the love of the Lord. You will receive power to demonstrate God's love through his gifts and the fruit of the Spirit. You will live an empowered, living, Spirit-filled life. You will become effective witnesses, not just, you know, a witness, but an effective witness. Nothing is worse than to be witnessing for somebody and it wasn't effective. That's like going to the courtroom. You want to be a witness on the defendant's behalf. You give your testimony and he is still found guilty of the crime that he has been charged with. So your witness was ineffective. But when you go to court to file on behalf of the defendant, and because of your testimony, because of your testimony, what you said, that person is found not guilty. All charges are dropped. That's effective witnessing. Effective witnessing. And saints of God, Holy Spirit empowers us to be effective witnesses. It, man, is terrible when you go out and you witness to somebody and you tell them about the love of God and this, that, and the other and so forth. And the next thing, you know, they turn around and they see you drinking and cussing and fornicating and carrying on. You have ruined your witness. Your witness has now become ineffective. Honey, the only way that witness can stay effective is when people say, I don't care where I see that woman or where I see that man, they're always walking upright before God. They're always, I don't care what kind of crowd they're in, you're not going to hear them cussing people out. You're not going to hear them talking of things that would come against the word of God. You're not going to hear them encouraging people to commit sin. You're not going to hear that out of them. That's not who they are. That's not who they are anymore. We were darkness at one time. We were darkness, but now we are the light because Jesus is the light, and we have Jesus within us. We have Jesus within us. I'm telling you, Holy Spirit can be, is available to you. Holy Spirit, it is so important for us to plug into God's power and for us to become the change agents in this dark world. Can you imagine that, beloved? You are the change agent in this world. You are the one that God has called. He's appointed. He's anointed. Praise be unto God. He's anointed. And for you to be, praise God, the one that goes about and causes things to change, causes things to change. Saints, I'm telling you. I love what God is doing to us, through us, for us. I'm telling you, I love it. I can't tell you. I don't know. I can't express it. I can't express it any more than that, that I get excited to know that my father is watching over me. My father is seeing to it that that I will not fail and that which he's called me to do. My father is so powerful. He is so wonderful. He is so wonderful. I get overwhelmed with the love of God as I think about how good he is, how great he is. He is awesome. He is awesome. He is awesome. Praise be unto God. Thanks to God. Those were the seven benefits of Spirit-filled living, living a life that is filled with the Holy Spirit. Those were the seven benefits of it. I pray that it encourages you to ask the Holy Spirit to be not only a part of your life, but to take over, that you are willing to submit, you're willing to throw your hands up and surrender and submit unto him that, Father, I do need you. I need your Spirit. I know that I love you to the best way that I know how to love. I love you. I love you. But, Father, I know there's much more to life than this. I know there is much more. I know there's more joy, more peace, more happiness, more power. I know that you have called me to do some things that I've been too afraid to step out and do, too afraid that I might fail, too afraid that I can't live up to what you want me to do. I'm too afraid, God. But however, today, Holy Spirit, I pray that that spirit of fear is bound up, arrested now in the name of Jesus. Arrested, and send it where it must go. It has no business in the children, the body of Christ. It has no business there. I thank you for deliverance right now, Lord God, on this line. I thank you, Father God, that as I speak right now, that there are those that are being delivered from a spirit of fear. Those that are being delivered, Lord God, from rebellious hearts. Those that are willing to give up their will, just as Jesus said, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Father, let it be done on this line today. Let it be done. I thank you for a move of the Spirit. I thank you that even as I speak right now, Lord God, people in their living rooms, some are still in their beds, some are in their cars going someplace to a next appointment. Spirit, manifest your presence. Manifest your presence. Manifest your presence in the name of Jesus. This is a time, Lord God, where we need to know that we know that we know that you care for us. I don't just believe, but I know that he does. I know that he does. Father, bind up the brokenhearted, the wounded, the ones, oh God, that are mentally disturbed. Bind up those spirits and heal in the name of Jesus. Lord God, for every spirit that's being released right now, being released, taken off of the people that are under the sound of my voice, for every spirit that is being released, whether it's through a sneeze, whether it's through a cough, Lord God, whether it's through tears, God, for everyone that's being released, I ask you to fill those vacancies, oh God. Fill them with your spirit so that the enemy can't come back, Father, with seven stronger than the one that had to leave. I thank you right now for deliverance. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your love. I thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke. God, I thank you. For truly greater is he that is within me than he that is in this world, than he that is in this world. Thanks to God, I thank the Lord for you. And I'm telling you right now, if you have received what has been spoken today, if you have received this, there should be more people on this line next week because you have gone forth and been a witness. You are going forth, hallelujah, and telling somebody how you have realized, you have been told, you have been shared with the power of the Holy Spirit, and you don't want anyone you know to go without it. First, they must come to know Jesus, and then being filled with the Holy Spirit. There should be more people on this line next week. I challenge you to witness to someone. I challenge you to do so. I saw something online, and it is a two minute witnessing tool. In 2 minutes, you can talk to somebody, and the card tells you exactly what it tells you exactly what to say. People say, "Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do." But it will tell you exactly what to say and what to do. Thanks to God, the power of Almighty God. And if you go to Jesus at the Door, go to the website JesusAtTheDoor.com, and you will find out how you can be a witness to strangers. Easily being a witness to strangers. Thanks to God. Again, I just thank the Lord for you. I thank him for his power, his grace, and his mercy. Praise be unto God. Hold on one moment, please. That's okay, love.
Praise God. Okay.
Yes, yes.
How you feeling?
Real good. I'm on my radio show. That's okay. Just go right in. Okay, saints of God.
You want to sit on the floor or on the couch? On the stove.
On the stove. Thank you. Saints of God, you obviously you're getting. One second, Liberta. That's okay, honey. That's okay. As you can see, you're getting things live and fresh, saints of God. So just be encouraged in the Lord. Know that God's got you. Know that there's nothing that you can't do when you are endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit. With that being said, I am going to go ahead and end our show today, and we will be back here again next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, next Saturday morning. Saints, go forth, be blessed, and know that no matter how much I love you, know that God loves you more. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Okay, let's see.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.